For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hello, I'm Kevin. You know, life really tosses us around a lot, doesn't it? I've been looking through my emails, and there's this girl named Clarity. She told me this whole huge story that is so long, it would be probably 10 minutes just to tell all of it. She got rejected pretty bad by some friends. And she doesn't know where to move on from here. She doesn't know what she'll do in the future. She doesn't know how she'll make it out in the rest of her life. Well, if there's one thing I've learned from all the horrible things I've been through, it's to take it one day at a time. And really, you'll get out some surprising results. I had horrible things happen to me. Horrible, yeah. It's huge. And I just took it, and I just realized, maybe I should just start doing this one day at a time. And then good came out of it. I started seeing how much, ever since I was a kid, I was always told God can make good come out of bad. And I'm all like, what? No. But then I just reflect on all that's happened to me. And I just think, wow. I was in some pretty deep doo-doo. And it just turned out to be, I would not be where I am today if that didn't happen. And I'm doing much better now. I'm finally making friends. I wasn't around the right people. And if the whole charade that I've been through hadn't happened, I'd probably still be with bad people. And I just realized how much good can just come out of bad. And it's just amazing if you just think about it. So, I mean, for anyone, because almost everyone has issues with friends rejecting them. Almost everyone has issues. But if you just take it one day at a time, you'll just realize that good can come out of bad. I was looking through my messages, my old messages, and deleting them. And I accidentally deleted a new message that I thought was old. I realized it was new after I deleted it. I just thought it's a good lesson for today. I forget the whole thing of the message, but the gist of it was, there's this boy named Ralph, and he is really good at making up jokes. And he tells all his jokes to his best friend Melinda. And he was at a party with Melinda. And Melinda told his jokes right in front of him. He was so mad. He couldn't understand why she would do that. And then he made something. And she made the same thing and said it was hers. And he was just so mad. And he said, people keep taking my ideas. I don't like this. Well, as any good lawyer can tell you, you can't copyright ideas. You can't copyright, you can't register, you can't patent ideas. If Melinda was doing that, it's because she was inspired by you. If Melinda was doing that, that's because maybe she saw what you did and she thought it was funny too. Ideas aren't anything you can copyright. If you come up with an idea and someone takes it for you, like say you have this great idea for this great commercial and someone takes it from you and they use it for their commercial, that is not wrong because that is not stealing. Unless they snuck in or found some way to intercept it. If you're just telling them, oh, I got this great idea for a commercial, or oh, look what I made. I made this art craft. And then you make an art craft too and you do the same thing as theirs. Hey, look what you did. You copy me. That's not wrong. That's the whole reason why we're here. To copy each other. To learn from each other. To be inspired from each other. That's one of the reasons why we're here on this earth. You can copy. Do it. Take other people's ideas and change them to your own. You can do it. No one copyrights jokes. No one knows where the first joke came from. No one knows where all these jokes, no one really knows where they came from. They just appear, and we just tell them. Well, I think what I'm saying here, Ralph, is if Melinda was doing that, it's probably because she liked to. It's also maybe because she was inspired by you and she wanted to do something that you were doing. Or maybe just because she thought that your jokes that you made were funny. And believe me, some of those jokes you probably made up, that you said you made up, you probably didn't. You'd be surprised at how many people have the same ideas and jokes. Almost everyone has thought up a joke that has really been thought up before. All I'm really saying to you is, don't be discouraged if people are using your ideas. Be happy. Because taking ideas from people is the reason why this world is still up and running today.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Honestly.